Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fast. This Way is Dave Asprey's guide to using fasting as a practical tool for fat loss, inflammation reduction, and sustained mental and physical performance. Building on the bulletproof approach, the book frames fasting less as deprivation and more as a strategic pattern of eating that can fit real life, training schedules, and demanding work. Asprey emphasizes that not all fasts feel the same, and that the best results come from choosing a fasting style that matches your goals, stress load, sleep, and metabolic health. Along the way, he connects fasting to concepts like metabolic flexibility, better appetite control, and clearer thinking, while also addressing common reasons people fail, such as fasting too aggressively, ignoring electrolytes, or stacking fasting on top of chronic stress. The overall message is that fasting can be personalized, upgraded with smart food choices, and used as a repeatable system rather than a short-term challenge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fasting is a performance system, not a crash diet. A central theme is that fasting works best when treated as a flexible performance protocol rather than a strict diet identity. The book positions fasting as a way to create deliberate eating windows that support energy, body composition, and productivity. Instead of focusing only on willpower, it encourages building routines that make fasting easier to follow, such as setting consistent meal timing, planning high-quality meals, and removing triggers that cause snacking. The performance framing also highlights why people can feel very different on the same fasting plan. Stress, sleep debt, overtraining, and nutrient deficiencies can make fasting feel punishing and can backfire by increasing cravings or flattening mood. By contrast, when fasting is paired with adequate recovery and nutrient-dense meals, it can feel stabilizing and freeing because there are fewer decisions and fewer blood sugar swings. The book also pushes back on the idea that longer is always better. Shorter fasts done consistently, or fasts targeted to specific goals, can be more sustainable than extreme multi-day pushes. This topic sets the stage for personalization and long-term adherence, which Asprey treats as the real lever behind results. Secondly, choosing the right fasting style for fat loss and metabolic flexibility, the book organizes fasting into different styles and use cases, emphasizing that the best approach depends on whether the goal is fat loss, appetite control, metabolic flexibility, or a reset from constant grazing. It explores the idea that the body can be trained to switch between burning glucose and burning fat more efficiently. In this framework, fasting becomes a way to practice that switch, especially when paired with food choices that avoid constant spikes and crashes. Asprey also stresses that timing matters. Eating patterns can be aligned with circadian rhythm, work demands, and training days, so fasting does not become another stressor. He highlights common mistakes that stall fat loss, such as fasting while still eating highly processed foods during the feeding window, or compensating with binge-sized meals that erase the calorie gap and worsen digestion. The book also discusses why early improvements can be dramatic for some people, while others need a slower ramp-up. It encourages experimenting with window length, meal frequency, and macronutrient composition, then watching objective feedback like hunger levels, sleep quality, waist measurements, and workout output. The underlying message is that fasting is a dial you can adjust, not a single rule you must obey. Thirdly, inflammation, recovery, and the role of food quality during feeding windows, another key topic is the connection between fasting, inflammation, and recovery. The book argues that fasting can create periods of digestive rest and help reduce the constant input of inflammatory triggers that come from frequent eating, poor ingredients, and blood sugar volatility. However, it also insists that fasting is only as effective as what happens when you eat again. If the feeding window is built around foods that drive inflammation for an individual, the benefits may be muted or reversed. Asprey's broader nutrition philosophy shows up here through an emphasis on nutrient density, clean proteins, and fats that support satiety and stable energy. He also focuses on avoiding personal triggers, which may include certain processed oils, excess sugar, or foods that lead to brain fog and bloating. Practical recovery considerations are included as well. When people fast while undersleeping, traveling, or doing intense training blocks, the body can interpret the combined load as a threat, elevating stress responses and slowing progress. The book's solution is to treat fasting as part of a recovery strategy, using appropriate meal composition, hydration, minerals, and training choices so the body can repair, maintain lean mass, and keep inflammation in check. Fourthly, hacking hunger, cravings, and energy with smarter physiology. The book addresses why fasting fails for many people at the level of hunger and energy management. Asprey highlights that cravings are not just a discipline problem. They are often driven by unstable blood sugar, inadequate protein, low mineral intake, poor sleep, and stress signaling. By improving these inputs, fasting becomes more comfortable and less mentally consuming. A practical implication is that the reader is encouraged to design the day to minimize friction, including choosing meal compositions that hold satiety for longer and paying attention to electrolytes and hydration, so fatigue is not mistaken for hunger. The performance focus also frames mental clarity as a major motivator. Many people adopt fasting because they want fewer energy crashes and more consistent focus during work. The book suggests that when meals are cleaner and timing is predictable, the brain experiences less roller coaster signaling, which can reduce impulsive eating. It also discusses how to avoid the rebound effect where an overly aggressive fast leads to overeating later. By using gradual progression, planning a high-quality first meal, and not stacking fasting onto an already depleted state, the reader can keep hunger cues manageable and maintain steady output across the day. Lastly, making fasting sustainable with personalization and real-life constraints, sustainability is presented as the difference between temporary results and a lasting body and energy transformation. The book encourages readers to treat fasting as a toolkit that can adapt to social events, travel, heavy work weeks, and different training cycles. Rather than prescribing one rigid schedule, it promotes testing and adjusting. That includes recognizing when to fast less, such as during periods of high stress or poor sleep, and when a slightly longer fast might be useful if recovery is strong. Personalization also shows up in guidance on what to track. Instead of obsessing over scale weight alone, the reader is nudged to watch multiple signals like waist size, cravings, digestion, mood, workout quality, and sleep. The book also recognizes that fasting can be psychologically challenging if it becomes tied to guilt or perfectionism. It positions a missed fast as data, not failure, and encourages building supportive habits like meal prep, setting clear eating windows, and reducing processed foods that hijack appetite. By fitting fasting into a broader lifestyle system, including movement and recovery, the approach is meant to feel empowering, repeatable, and compatible with long-term health goals. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a structured but flexible way to use fasting for fat loss, better energy, and improved metabolic health, especially people who are busy, performance-minded, and tired of dieting that relies on constant restriction. It can also help readers who have tried intermittent fasting and felt shaky, irritable, or stuck because it reframes fasting as a skill supported by food quality, recovery, and smarter planning. The likely life benefit is a more stable daily rhythm, fewer cravings, less decision fatigue around eating, and an approach that can be scaled up or down depending on stress and goals. Compared to many fasting books that focus mainly on willpower or a single schedule, Fast This Way stands out by emphasizing personalization and the interaction between fasting, inflammation, and lifestyle factors like sleep and training. It also speaks to people who care about cognitive performance, not just the number on the scale. For readers who enjoyed biohacking-style experimentation and want a system they can iterate, the book offers a practical framework for making fasting a repeatable part of a high-performing life. If you would like to support Dave Asprey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.